Julian Assange to return home, and Australia warned over climate change targets. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is set to plead guilty to espionage charges as part of a plea deal that could see him return to Australia, US media is reporting. WikiLeaks in 2010 released hundreds of thousands of classified US military documents on Washington's war in Afghanistan and Iraq. The 52-year-old has spent the last 5 years in a British prison, where he's been fighting extradition to the United States. Assange is due to be sentenced at a hearing on Wednesday. A United Nations body has told Australia to ramp up its climate change targets and get serious about land clearing if it wants to save the Great Barrier Reef. UNESCO has recommended the World Heritage-listed reef be left off the in danger list for now, but in a draft decision released today, the UN agency warned that Australia must pursue urgent, sustained action on key reef threats, including climate change. Federal Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek told the ABC the decision was a great relief.
Very early on, UNESCO said that the difference between this government and the previous government on climate change is a bit like night and day, and that's also reflected in this decision.
Federal MP Marion Scrimgeour is considering legal action against Victorian Senator Lydia Thorpe over allegations she made in a Senate estimates hearing. Earlier this month, Senator Thorpe alleged the federal minister had misappropriated COVID-19 stimulus funding while serving as the chief executive of the Northern Land Council. Senator Thorpe also accused Ms. Scrimgeour of attempting to use stimulus money for political campaigning purposes. Ms. Scrimgeour says the allegations are false, that they've damaged her reputation and exposed her to racism and seen threats made against her family. While Senator Thorpe made the accusations under parliamentary privilege, she also made posts about them on social media. Ms. Scrimgeour says she's engaged a high-profile barrister to pursue Senator Thorpe. Victoria's housing minister has apologised for the dispossession of land and ongoing disadvantage faced by Aboriginal communities. Harriet Shing was grilled over a lack of progress in improving outcomes for Aboriginal Victorians at the state's truth-telling inquiry on Monday. According to census data, Indigenous Australians make up about 3% of the population, but account for 1 in 5 facing homelessness nationally. Ms. Shing said the government created Aboriginal homelessness and then turned away from it, and for too long refused to even acknowledge its existence. The Queensland Family and Child Commission hopes proposed reforms which would remove the blue card requirement for kinship carers makes it through state parliament. Under the Working with Children Amendment Bill, kinship carers would no longer need a blue card in order to care for kin. The blue card regulates activities which are essential to children's safety, covering anyone who works in childcare, education, sport and foster care. Queensland Family and Child Commissioner and Gamilaroi woman Natalie Lewis says being rejected for a blue card is a symptom of over-criminalising and over-policing of Indigenous people.
Blue cards were being denied not because they were unsuitable to care for their family members, but because of historical offences or because of somebody's assessment, of what that type of history meant in the context of safety of a child. Those types of truisms that have existed across, historically, and many would argue even today, have a really profound negative impact on being able to keep kids safe and connected.
We'll have more after this.
Hey mob, it's Murray from The Curry. Trendy Trev here. Join me on Talk Black, weekday mornings from 11 a.m. Queensland Murray time for an hour of good yarns, talk back and more. Talk Black Mondays through to Fridays on the National Indigenous Radio Service. Too dirty, you mob.
Queensland researchers are hoping to improve the diagnosing of skin cancer in regional areas. National Radio News' Liam O'Connell explains.
A project led by the University of Queensland is working to create a national melanoma screening program for Australia. Professor Monica Yanda says the study will consider how 3D total body photography and artificial intelligence can speed up skin cancer imaging in regional and rural areas. She says there are less than 10% of dermatologists practicing outside capital cities, despite rates of skin cancer being higher in regional areas. The research will be conducted at 9 regional hospital and healthcare centres across Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria.
To stay up to date with NIRS news, follow us on Twitter or Instagram, like us on Facebook and visit our website at nirs.org.au. And that's the latest from NIRS News.
The National Indigenous Radio Service, the voices of our people.
You're not sure who to turn to for legal advice? Want someone who knows what you and your mob need? Need to find someone you can trust? Call Marawa Law. They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector. They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more. Choose a law firm that understands you, Marawa Law. Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 130-88.
Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow.
There's a simple private and free test you can do to detect early signs of bowel cancer. If you're over 50, you should receive a screening kit in the mail every 2 years. You can also order a kit online or talk with your health worker. It's important to do the test as soon as you can. Too many of our mob are getting sick from bowel cancer. That's why I did the test and encouraged my community to do it too. If found early, almost all bowel cancers can be treated. Screening for bowel cancer can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family and community. For more information, have a yarn with your health worker or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Media, 19.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you say yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, how every resident in the remote community of Mullinja has reduced their power bill by 70%. Like to know that secret, we're going to talk to Lauren Miller, Regional Power Clean Energy Communities Coordinator, on the line. Lauren, good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Morning, Trevor. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So where are you based?
I'm based in a little community called Mataranka, just south of Darwin in the Northern Territory, and okay, about 3 hours north of Mullinja.
All right, fantastic. So you're Regional Power Clean Energy Communities Coordinator. How long have you been in that role?
I've been with Original Power for about 4 years now, developing clean energy projects in partnership with communities around the Northern Territory.
Good. You enjoying that journey?
It's been fantastic. Yeah, good. It's been a long and windy road. There's no clear path for community energy projects to connect in the Northern Territory, so it's been a lot of collaborative and creative problem solving along the way. But, you know, obviously the end result where people can enjoy sustainable, lower cost energy is fantastic. And, wouldn't think of a better way to spend my time.
Fantastic, exactly. And you're talking about lower cost. We're talking about their power bill by 70% being cut. That is fantastic. So tell us about the Power Clean Energy and how it's working in community, sister.
Yeah, well, like some communities in North Queensland, across the Northern Territory, we actually have a mandated prepaid meter system where First Nations communities, about 10,000 households, access electricity through a prepaid meter where people need to pay for credit up front. And when that credit expires, the household disconnects from power. Yeah. And for the last 15, 20 odd years in the Northern Territory, that's caused really significant economic and social disruption across across the community.
Yes.
You know, you can imagine losing power for an average of 8 hours every 3 days in the Northern Territory, which is what the current research reveals.
Well, it's the 21st century and that's a necessity, isn't it, Lauren?
That's right. You can't really have the functions of a healthy home without access to affordable, reliable power. And so that hasn't been a reality for most First Nations communities in the Territory since that metering arrangement was introduced.
Yeah. And this is the 21st century. This shouldn't be happening.
No, that's right, yeah. I mean, energy security should be a top priority if we're talking about well-being and economic development in regional and remote areas.
Yeah.
It can't be done without the fundamentals of access to power. So You know, that was something that Original Power was very keen to really find a solution to, because all of the self-determining objectives of communities are undermined when people don't have reliable power in their home.
So we're talking about building solar farms, aren't we?
Sorry?
So we're talking about building solar farms, aren't we?
Look, there are a whole range of energy solutions in the mix. So we work on everything from off-grid homelands through to policy reform and program development, through to the integration of rooftop solar with prepaid meters, which was the first challenge we had to overcome, was actually working out how these smart meters could work in combination with rooftop solar and have that input, like 3.5 million other Australians currently benefit from. So those were the first priorities, for overcoming those policy and technical and commercial barriers that were preventing MOB from benefiting from renewable energy.
Yes.
And so that's the focus of Original Power's work. But we are engaged in everything from off-grid homeland solutions through to utility-scale solar microgrid development. Like in Borroloola, we've got a 2.5 megawatt solar farm under development there with some majority community ownership, which will distribute benefits back to the local community. So,
a one-stop shop, Lauren, you could say.
Say that again, Troy.
Sorry, I was saying a one-stop shop. You've actually got everything on the table there. And this is like the way of the future. Does it create work opportunity, job opportunities for First Nation people?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these are jobs for the future. You know, the next couple of decades in Australia will undergo a huge transition in our energy sector. And so the construction of new transmission lines and new forms of renewable energy generation, these are all, you know, high-quality jobs that First Nations people can be engaged in. And so around all of our projects, they build around opportunities for training and ongoing employment, with the priority being those local communities where the projects are hosted. In saying that, I mean, we are only a small organisation. We're an Indigenous not-for-profit.
Okay.
I wish we were a lot larger and were able to do this at scale, but for now, our work really focuses on those structural barriers and overcoming them so that we can share that knowledge with other First Nations communities and organisations, PBCs, land councils, industry, government, and see those solutions replicated and scaled up and even improved upon.
Well, exactly. Well, there's a song, from little things, big things grow. So, look, beginning's half done, and look, fantastic. Vision there for big and better things. But, look, if you save a mob out there, 70% off their power bill, look, that is fantastic. It is working, and so, look, continue with it. And, look, thank you for your yarn, Lauren, and a big shout-out to your team. And you've got First Nation people employed as well in the with your organisation?
Yeah, we're a majority First Nations organisation, and we work in partnership with those local communities there, so the benefits stay local, and that's the way we've always worked. So, yeah, thanks very much for having us on the program, Trip.
Yeah, no, fantastic, my sister. Well, you take care, keep smiling, and we'll yarn soon, sis.
Sounds good, okay.
Bye, Lauren. A deadly yarn there. Lauren Mallow, her name is, Original Power Clean Energy Communities Coordinator. And we're talking about helping remote communities reduce their power bill by 70%. And Malinja is one of the communities that they work with, Northern Territory. And look, a fantastic opportunity. This is the 21st century. Changing with the times and be proactive in adapting to the change. But understand, change is the engine of growth. Your mob, too deadly. Have you saying yarn up strong, too deadly. National Talk Black.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me you call a Kungai from Yoruba, where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500 different tribes, whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here. You may call it divide and conquer,
tell you, this land belonged to a Sabo. And I'll say it all over and over and over again. And I'll say, hey, hey, where you from, my brother?
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM. Tribal warrior.
Malak niliway mulan jarjar tamani oman kandai kandai mauriala yeo koko malak niliway moyo mulan
Yo, mama, Gloria, la, 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 My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Spirit dreaming, super dreaming, the rainbow dreaming, spirit dreaming. What you want, got that for ya. Not too late, don't give up. The road ahead, it opens for us, it opens to us. Devoted to ya, what you want, got that for ya. Rainbow dreaming. Support, we won't let you separate. We're the people I've engaged, and we're destined to a state. And we've known it from the start. Do whatever it don't take. What you want, got that for ya. Not too late, don't give up. Initiated to lively hearts to bring good feelings.
Passage, feel the magic, earth and water, hope believes, still written in it.
Sweet surrender, feel your grace, to love my day, the people ready. What you want, got that for ya. Rainbow dream man. Not too late, don't give up, the rainbow dream man.
Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Foster and Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah.
need a fix, you're my medicine. Cause I've been doing this for way too long now, girl. Been chasing you to the end of the earth. Sorry if I come across too strong now, but the remedy lays in between your legs. Cause I've been here before, but I don't wanna be too cautious. Cause all I'm thinking, baby, is what if we fall?
Like fate, and every time you touch me, girl, I feel us levitate. It's like I'm in a skyscraper. You say we too high, but have faith. And baby, I know that you are the one. A feeling like me plus you is a sum. And I don't even know what I'm saying right now. And we can figure this out.
Cause I can be the one. Let me take a dip in your waters. Backstroke your love until the morning. But I don't wanna be too cautious. Cause all I'm thinking, baby, is what if we fall?
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and a big shout out to the NERS team. All right, to Delhi. It's called Awanu Binul Indigenous Entrepreneur Program Masterclasses. I'm going to talk to the project manager of this fantastic program, and that's Desley Pigeon. We have Desley on the line. Desley, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. Absolutely wonderful.
Thank you very much. Where are you based, Desley?
So I'm based in Rockhampton in Queensland.
Okay, cool. I'm in Cairns here, far north Queensland. Very good morning to you. And before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from. Who's Desley Pigeon?
So to give you a bit of a heads up, I am the only non-Indigenous person in our program.
We claim you, my sister. Thank you, because you're working on a fantastic program by the sounds of it.
Oh,
continue.
But I do know my roots. I am Viking stock, and I definitely was one of the first boat people that came to Australia.
Well, there you go. Represent. Claim. Listen, we're talking about Awanu Binul Indigenous Entrepreneur Program Masterclasses. First of all, tell us about this program, how it all started, and what's the vehicle you're driving there?
Yeah, so Awanu Binul is an amazing concept. It's from mob around Brisbane, and it does mean to build with strong roots. It's a program that is sponsored by Arrow Energy, and it's enabled us from 2019 to really help Indigenous businesses connect and really grow in what they do. And we've seen some amazing stories come out all over Australia because it's virtual.
Yes.
And it's been such a journey. I feel absolutely privileged with what
we are allowed to share and how we help people.
So, Desiree, we're talking about First Nation people in business, are we?
Correct.
Yeah, good. And no matter what industry or what their business
no
is?
No matter. We have the most amazing people from construction to art.
Good, fantastic. And so how long have you been running for?
So we started this in 2019. Mm-hmm. So, look, I think one of the most amazing parts of this program is our participants from those early couple of years are actually now our mentors and helping.
Oh, they come back up to the table, do they, and train and talk their experiences and leading from the front, so to speak, hey?
Correct.
Yeah, fantastic.
Absolutely amazing.
Good. And we're talking men and women, aren't we?
We certainly are.
Fantastic. And so talk about some of the business involved.
Yeah, so we do weekly yarns. And so we have businesses that are, look, and I know I can name a couple of people, but Paul Olson, who owns Bulger Cranes down in Gladstone, yes. He has done some amazing work. He commissions artwork on all of his cranes, so it's really stand out in his community, and he works so hard to really emphasise what he's doing, and he looks after his staff. He's been amazing and an amazing supporter.
Yes.
We have people that are working in the bush tucker area,
which is
incredible what they do. Definitely a lot of construction. A lot of people are starting to do working together so that they can then offer the, you know, the bigger tenders, bigger grants. So that's been a really exciting development from our program.
Fantastic, fantastic. And so we're talking like in classes. Did we go out on the field or is it all online?
Yeah, so what we do is we do it virtual so anyone in Australia can be involved. Mm-hmm. We have a Indigenous facilitator, and David is absolutely amazing at how he facilitates.
David,
yarn.
What's David's last name?
Parkins. So David
big
Parkins.
Big shout out. David
Victoria.
Parkins. Yes.
Yeah, doing an absolutely amazing job. So we have the masterclasses. What happens is people can pick which ones they want. We've got all sorts of amazing things from cybersecurity awareness to really looking at your branding and your colours and how that affects your business. Mm. We help people with pitching and bios and capability statements so that they can actually apply for what they need.
Okay.
And
it's all you help them with like business names and ABNs and things like that.
Correct.
if they're not set up.
Yeah, we have some content that people can tap into and just self-paste, and it goes through all of the fundamentals of business, and it goes through growth strategies.
Cool.
And then the yarns are so we can really connect and really support people with where they're heading to in their business.
Yeah, fantastic. And I'm loving how the team of people that have exited the course have come back in as mentors. I mean, success breeds success, and that's a great system right there, isn't it?
It sure does. And being able to support each other across the country, not just, you know, they really work hard geographically to make sure everyone's connected. It's been such a privilege to watch the program develop the way it has.
Well, going for like 5-odd years, it must be good, and it is going good. And by that statement duration, it just shows that it is working. So that's great to hear. Desley, thank you for sharing, my sister, and big shout out to all the mob there. And let's keep them rolling through, sister.
Oh, please do. And look, please reach out to us.
Yes.
I think you've got our email address. We'd love anyone can be involved. If you've got a side hustle to, you know, you want a business with some help growing it, that's what we're trying to do.
Fantastic. And if you don't mind, have you got a web page that people can have a look at?
Sure do. We are based with CQ University. So if you go on to CQ University's web page and you just type in Wannal Binnell, we're there.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much. All the best, as you take care.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye,
Lisa.
Sis.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Desley Pigeon, her name is, project manager. Wannal Binnell Indigenous Entrepreneur Program Masterclasses. Do check it out. Go through the CQ University. Google that. And Wannal Binnell, print that in, W-H-A-N-U, BINAL. So fantastic. Success breeds success. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. National Talk Black. Have you say, you mob too deadly.
Brothers,
RK, RK Brothers.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolls by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from T.I.? Are you from T.I.? Where the wild, wild, long-eyed tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from T.I.? Are you from T.I.? Well, I'm from T.I. too. Are you from T.I.? Are you from T.I.? Where the wild, wild, long-eyed tree goes? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Mabio Bay? Are you from T.I.? Are you from T.I.? Well, I'm from T.I. too. Are you from T.I.? Are you from T.I.? Well, I'm from T.I. too.